Well, good morning, Pathfinders. Good morning, adventurers. And good morning, church.
Good morning.
So that is a not correct. It's a sermonette. This is going to be a very short message. I know we have a very full day of worship, and we have a full of programming. I can't think of the word. And so I'm just going to share a quick message with you. You know, before we begin, let's have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we acknowledge that we are ever and fully dependent upon you. Even in worship, Lord, we are dependent upon you. So we ask for your Holy Spirit today, as we worship you in truth, but also in spirit. Lord, I also pray that you will place the words upon my lips, that things will be made plain and clear, but more importantly, may those words come from you. And Father, I pray that the words that we hear, it will be the voice of Jesus speaking to us in our hearts. Be with us. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's scripture reading is, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Now, thank you, Divya, for that great scripture reading. Thank you. Fist bump? Yeah? All right. Now, I asked Divya yesterday when she was practicing for the scripture reading. After she finished, I said, "Do you know what a flock is?" And she's like, "Nah." So I'm just going to quickly explain what a flock is. Now, a flock is, have you ever seen like goats? Do they usually hang out by themselves, or are they with other goats? Other goats, that's a flock. A flock is either some animals or like either birds or animals that normally stick together, right? And so they naturally like to be amongst each other. So it could be a flock of geese, it could be a flock of sheep, a flock of goats. It could be any of those. So a flock is a group of animals that like to stick together, or a group of animals that are being herded by a shepherd. But did you know that a flock can also be used to describe people? Pathfinders, you are a flock. Adventurers, you are a flock. Yeah, you are a flock. So it can be used to refer to people. But what's interesting about this verse too, I know it's not on the screen. Do we have it on the screen? We could. So what's interesting about this verse is that the Bible says that do not fear little flock. But if you actually look at it in the original Greek, it doesn't exactly say do not fear little flock. It actually says do not fear the little flock. Do you think that definite article "the" makes a difference? It definitely does. And so in this church, when we gossip about the pastor, they say, "The pastor, who are you talking about?" Me, right? Not that you gossip, but you get the idea. In this church, when you say, when you refer to the church, when you're in this building, you're not talking about the church in California, you're talking about this church. And so when Jesus says, "the little flock," do you think he had someone specific in mind? He sure did. And when we see scriptures in verse 22, he says, we're going to go back a little bit. He says, Jesus speaking, he said, "Then he said to the disciples," to who? To who? The disciples. So when he's talking about the little flock, who's he talking about? The disciples, right? And that becomes important. Because now we know who he's talking about when he's referring to this little flock. And in this sermon, as he's speaking, he gives us a really important information and that he tells us what is the difference between his flock and the people in this world. Do you think that's an important distinction, the difference? Do you need to know what the difference between God's flock and the world is? We do. And this is what Jesus says. He starts off by telling the disciples that they should not worry, that they should not what? Worry. And he says, his flock, if you're my flock, that you should not worry. He says, don't worry about the things, whether you will have enough food to eat. I know growing up, my parents, I shouldn't say growing up, like in Korea, when my parents were growing up, they lived in poverty and they never knew the next day whether they would eat or not. And we don't have that problem for the most part, right? But the Bible says that God's people don't worry about where their next meal will come from. They also don't worry about whether they will have enough water to drink, and they don't worry about whether they will have enough clothes to wear. Verse 29 says this: do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, but nor have an anxious mind. So the Bible says that God's people are not anxious about these things. And I understand there are things in your life that makes you anxious. But in terms of what I will eat, what I will drink, what I will wear, the things that you need for your life, do not be anxious for those things. And here's where it gets interesting. Verse 30 says this: for all these things the nations of the world seek after. What are the nations of the world? The people like outside of the flock, right? Either you're the flock or you're the nation of the world. The Bible says, for all these things the nations of the world seek, and your Father knows that you need these things, but seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew says, seek first the kingdom of God. I don't know if you know what Jesus actually said there, so I'm going to kind of clarify. What Jesus actually said here is so important. He says, the rest of the world, not the flock, the rest of the world, the people who are not part of God's flock, what do? They worry. Now, I'm not saying if you worry, you're not part of God's flock, but we're getting to that. And so the rest of the world, they worry about these things, what they will eat, what they will drink, what they will wear, and because they are afraid of not having enough. They don't know because they don't know the future, they don't know where their next meal is coming from or what will come tomorrow. And the Bible says they are anxious, not knowing if they will ever have enough. So the difference between Jesus' flock, the flock of Jesus, and the world is that, to put it very plainly, God's flock, Christ's flock, they simply trust in Jesus. What do they do? What do they do, adventurers? What do Jesus' flock do? They trust. You know what trust is? I hope so, right? Do you trust your parents? I hope so. Do you trust your teachers? What about your pastor? Do you trust your pastor? Hopefully yes, right? The difference between the disciples of Jesus and the unbelieving people is that the disciples trust that God will provide for these things. But the world of unbelieving people, they are anxious, not knowing where their future holds. Then that's what makes the difference, right? God's flock, they trust. The flock of people trust that Jesus will provide all these things, and rather than worrying about where these things will come from, they choose to put God first, they choose to put the kingdom first, they choose to seek Jesus first, and they an understanding that they trust that Jesus will provide all these things. And we can conclude this. What is one of the identifying qualities of God's flock? What do you think? I already told you. What is one of the identifying qualities of Christ's flock? It starts with the letter T. They trust. They're trusting. And so the Bible says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What Jesus is saying is this. Jesus says, those who put God first, those who put trust God in everything, the Father in heaven actually is happy to give you blessings that you do not receive. Did you get that? The Bible says that God has pleasure in blessing those who ultimately in the flock, which means God takes pleasure in blessing those who trust in him. And those who put their full trust in Jesus, they live different lives. They'll experience miracles and miracles where other people do not see. And those people who fully trust in Jesus, they'll receive blessings that others do not receive. The Father in heaven loves to make you happy, whether you recognize it or not, and he loves to bless you. And the lesson here is this. Those who trust in him, in God, will receive blessings that the world does not receive. And I'm going to conclude with this little thing. How does the Bible describe the flock? As a large flock? A little flock. You know what that means? If the flock trusts in Jesus, and the flock is little, it means there's very few people in the world that actually put their trust in Jesus as we should. Maybe even in the church, maybe even pastors, maybe even teachers and parents, we don't put our trust in Jesus as we should. But the question is this, will you be a part of this little flock? Will you be one of the few people that seeks God first? Will you be one of those few that was willing to trust God no matter what? Will you be one of those little flock that choose to seek God first? Will you be one of those few that receives the pleasures of God? My prayer for you, adventurers and pathfinders, even as the club year ends, that day by day, you would choose to be of the little flock. That you will be a people that trust God fully, and that you will be kids and youth that will seek first the kingdom of God. Ellen White says this, and I'm going to conclude with that. Those people who put God first, last, and best are the happiest people in the world. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to see blessings in which that God reserves only for those who trust in him? Let's make a decision, no matter what, to trust in God and seek him first. God bless you guys.